This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas accepts a Gaza ceasefire deal, but Israel says it will continue talks and launches strikes in southern Gaza's Rafah, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hamas announced it accepted an Egyptian and Qatari ceasefire proposal, which Israel says it's reviewing and will further discuss, but will also keep operating in Gaza at the same time. That all came after White House spokesman John Kirby said President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spent a half hour on the phone.
And the president was consistent again this morning that we don't support ground operations in Rafah.
The developments leave a glimmer of hope for a deal to at least pause the fighting and free Hamas hostages. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There were explosions in Rafah on Monday as Israel's military carried out airstrikes hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city. Israel has been threatening to launch incursions in Rafah, where more than a million people uprooted by the war have been sheltering. Israel says Rafah harbors potentially dozens of hostages and thousands of fighters of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An American soldier was detained in Russia last week on charges of criminal misconduct, the U.S. Army said on Monday. The soldier, whose name was not released, adds to the number of Americans held in Russia at a time of deep tensions with Washington over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia notified the U.S. State Department, which, quote, is providing appropriate consular support to the soldier in Russia. And the Army notified his family, an Army spokeswoman said on Monday. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's New York criminal trial continued on Monday, with the judge fining the former president another $1,000 over violations of a gag order and warning further violations could land Trump in jail. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It's not the first time Trump's been held in contempt of court by Justice Juan Merchan, who last week fined Trump $9,000 for the same reason, violating a gag order prohibiting him from making comments about potential witnesses, jurors, or court staff related to his trial. He remains free to criticize the judge and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Trump stands accused of falsifying business records for what prosecutors say was a hush money payment to an adult film star. Trump has pleaded not guilty, denies the affair, calls the prosecution an attempt to undermine his presidential campaign, and on Monday continued to rail against what he's called an unfair gag order.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A multi-story building under construction in South Africa's coastal city of George collapsed on Monday, killing at least two people and trapping some 50 workers in the rubble, police said. Two of the 22 people rescued from the building and sent by ambulance to hospitals in the region succumbed to their injuries, city authorities announced in the evening. A construction crew of 75 people were on the site at the time of the collapse, a city spokeswoman said. USAID, or the United States Agency for International Development, this week launched a $6 million program to support small businesses and financial institutions in northern Kenya that are looking to implement climate-smart practices and enhance their resilience to climate-related challenges. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Residents of 10 northern Kenyan counties heavily depend on their livestock for food and income. Over the years, alternating periods of drought and floods have killed animals, pastures and crops, leaving millions in need of humanitarian assistance. USAID recently set aside $38 million in loans and investments to build up resilience among small businesses in these arid and semi-arid regions. The $6 million of investment announced last week is part of the larger program. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States called Monday on Rwanda to punish forces behind an attack in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, not backing down from charges Kigali is meddling in its neighbors' affairs. The State Department on Friday accused Rwandan forces of joining M23 rebels in blasts on a camp for internally displaced people in the outskirts of the eastern city that killed at least 9 people. Find more online at news.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.